program.
The smart ticketing project has now launched on ferries, allowing commuters to now be able to tap with their debit card, credit card, or smart device on Southeast Queensland trains, ferries, and Gold Coast trams. This is only accessible for adult fares and not concessional child fares at this time. The smart ticketing project is expected to extend to the Southeast Queensland bus services later this year. A report shows that the numbers of international tourists in Australia has violently decreased by almost 30% since 2019. Subject experts state that there is currently international recovery that is being stalled due to the suffrage of key overseas routes, the exceeding airfare prices, and the rising expense of Australian hotels and restaurants. It is now expected to be several years before the tourism numbers rise again back to the levels of pre-COVID-19 in Australia.
New research from Melbourne University suggested that the Australian vaccine campaign saved the lives of 18,000 older Australians across New South Wales. According to New South Wales Health, the data was used to examine the success of the mandate for Australians aged over 50 before the 2022 Omicron outbreak. Health officials say the vaccine uptake before Omicron prevented thousands of deaths. In international news, Julian Assange's extradition trial continues as United States lawyers provide assurances to the UK court that the WikiLeaks founder would not be executed, would be protected by the American First Amendment for free speech, and would not be tried on his nationality. Despite the assurances, US lawyers say a decision on the applicability of the First Amendment is exclusively in the purview of US courts. Assange is set to return to court on May 20th. For your weather today, Brisbane is as cool as a 4ZZZ subscriber. It's also my dad's birthday and he's a cool 4ZZZ subscriber. Happy birthday, Nico. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.5, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners